Good morning, good morning, good morning. At 20 years old, Hal Elrod was hit head-on by a drunk driver going 70 miles an hour. He was found dead, and after 6 minutes of being dead, he was revived, came back to. He spent several days in a coma, awoke to discover that he had brain damage and was told that he may never, ever walk again. But he defied the odds and proved that we're all able of overcoming obstacles while creating the life of our dreams. Even so, years later, he found himself in a funk and discovered the miracle morning, or the morning miracle. Good morning, all. My name is Regina Parker. I am an executive here in the Maryland, D.C. area. And the book I'd like to highlight this morning is The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. Whether you want to make significant improvements in your life in just a few key areas, or if you truly want to just revolutionize and do a major overhaul for your entire life, your current circumstances can be dramatically different and be only a memory of what they were by implementing some of the tools and techniques in this book, The Miracle Morning. Now, just like with anything else, and I think we all have heard Les Brown speak and other motivational speakers, but Les Brown particularly said, you know what, I'm not going to share anything new and revolutionary that you don't know. I'm just going to remind you of some things so that you can implement them in your life. And that's what this book did. So there's certain premises of The Miracle Morning. One is be grateful for all you have. Unconditionally accept all that you don't have and accept total responsibility for all you want. The degree to which you accept total responsibility for your life and what is going on in your life is the degree of personal power you have. Another premise is where you are is temporary. And it is exactly where you need to be to learn what you need to learn to create the life you really want. Anything another person has overcome, anything another person has done, anything another person has become is possible for you. And one of the other premises is, we assume that our one incident only affects that one instant. For example, if I eat a donut a day, that just affects that day, and not so, because there's a cumulative effect. Every thought, every choice, every action, and in my case, every inaction, determines and shapes who we are becoming and determines the quality of life that we live. Now, in the book, The Miracle Morning, Hal Elrod says that what we need to do is start our morning the right way. How we start our morning and our routines dramatically affect our level of success in every area of that life. We have an outstanding start to the day that is focused, productive, and successful. That's typically how our day will be. Days have cumulative effects. They become productive weeks, productive months. And the converse is true. If we start unfocused, unproductive, and mediocre mornings, we generate the same kind of days. So you can transform any area of your life very, very quickly by how you start your days. Now, there are what he calls the miracle morning lifesavers, just like the candy we used to eat as kids. And the savers is the acronym for some of the principles of how we start our morning. So, the first S is for silence. And silence is purposeful silence, meditation, that kind of thing. However, distinguish it from prayer, because for me, prayer is me talking and verbalizing. But silence is me listening. And I can tell you a prime example of when this happened. When I was asked to do the mojo call, as soon as I was asked, I said, oh, yeah, I know what I want to say. I know what I want to talk about. But early in that week, in the silent time, it was impressed upon me, you need to talk about the miracle morning. And I began to say, maybe the next time. And I was reminded, you do know who you're talking to, right? So what did I say? So I buttoned it up, I listened, and I began to write, and I obeyed. Now, little did I know that SVP Orrin Solomon was going to talk about yesterday, health is wealth. And this whole concept hinges on your mental and physical, emotional health. So it all tied in. So I'm glad I listened. S is for silence. The A in favors is for affirmations. Muhammad Ali once said, it's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. Once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. We all know Muhammad Ali was chanting, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, before he ever stepped into the ring to become the greatest. So affirm who you desire to be again and again. The V, visualization. So S is for silence, A is for affirmations, V for visualizations, and that is the mental rehearsal, imagining exactly what you want to achieve or attain, and then mentally rehearsing that in your mind along with what you need to do to get there. Number four, the E, and I know none of you can guess that the E might be for exercise. Al Elrod believes that morning exercise should be a staple in your life, even a few minutes of exercise. We're not talking going out for, you know, hours at a time, and we're not talking we have to, you know, do, a boot camp or anything like that, but just getting the body moving first thing in the morning gives you clarity, self-confidence, emotional well-being. And Mr. Solomon yesterday gave you all the reasons why exercise is beneficial. So lifesavers, S for silence, A for affirmations, V for visualizations, E for exercise, R reading. We've all heard it. Mr. Provenzano, we've heard 10 pages of a good book every day is what we should strive for, and that gives us 15 to 20 books a year. Readers are leaders. Learners are earners. All of the things that you've heard. And the last S in savers is scribing or journaling. And journaling is just where you write down your thoughts, write down those things that come to you, those ideas, even your concerns, your desires, write your affirmations. But journaling just helps solidify all the things going on in your mind. One of the benefits for me for journaling is when I write down some things that I might be concerned about, when I look back and go, oh, wow, that's done. The other thing is I can look back and say, oh, we still working and dealing with this? Okay, we need to get this off the list. But savers, life savers, silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. Now, what I didn't say that is implied, this is the morning miracle. So the ideal time to implement all of these is in the morning. What that may mean is that you have to get up a little early, a little earlier than you might get up now. And you don't necessarily have to do these in the favors order. For example, I do my exercise first. I go out, I'm out no later than 6, and when I come back, I do the rest of the favors. But find what works for you, and I believe that you too will be able to transform your life, create the life of your dreams in every aspect by implementing Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning Lifesavers. Silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. And watch the magic happen. Thank you. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.